Under the weight of more than 20 ethical and procedural violations, Humboldt's notoriously scandalous judge, Gregory Crice, has been forced to vacate his post as Superior Court judge by way of agreement, rather than face the court's potential removal. These charges, leveled by the Commission on Judicial Performance last February, have rocked the local legal community. Crice, who had vehemently denied each and every violation listed in the formal complaint against him while campaigning for re-election, has now formally admitted to his wrongdoings. Losing that election to his challenger, April Van Dyke, Crice was set to ride out the year until January, when Van Dyke would take over. During the campaign, Crice dismissed every ethical, behavioral, and procedural violation despite a mountain of evidence rooted in court records, interviews under oath, and additional witness statements. Since 1995, the commission in charge of oversight of California judges has only removed 13 judges, issued 45 public censures, which is where Crice fits in, given 17 public reprovals, and had 114 public admonishments issued. Looking at the case against Crice, of the more than 20 counts against him, the violations listed are nothing short of shocking. These included serious judicial ethical breaches, violations of California government codes, and multiple affronts to constitutional protections of due process. His courtroom conduct was described in the complaint as, quote, an abuse of authority, while his actions were said to be, quote, prejudicial to the administration of justice, bringing the judicial office into, quote, disrepute. The list of his misdeeds runs the gamut from inappropriate off-color comments about local attorneys to more severe instances of behavioral ethical breaches, such as calling a female attorney a B-word in open court. Even more alarming are allegations of criminal conduct, including an incident where Crice reportedly pulled down his pants and exposed himself to a sleeping female attorney at a private party. This was apparently witnessed by his now ex-wife, who detailed this interaction in a letter to the investigating body, which produced the report. The commission's filing most commonly highlighted a violation of Canon 2 in the Code of Judicial Ethics, which insists on, quote, promoting public confidence, which advises judges to avoid any appearance of impropriety both on and off of the bench. The commission's notice of formal proceedings cited several instances where Crice ignored conflicts of interest involving over 30 cases where he should have recused himself. The Code of Judicial Ethics states that a judge shall disclose information that is reasonably relevant to the question of disqualification, even if the judge believes that there is no actual basis for disqualification. During his campaign for re-election, when reached for comment on the matter of the judge being accused of open bias related to his refusal to disqualify himself even when presented with a conflict of interest, District Attorney Stacey Eads highlighted the importance of disqualification to maintain court fairness, especially in tight-knit communities like Humboldt County. She noted, it is not uncommon for judges to have been in practice as lawyers within the same community. Judges may recuse themselves to avoid the appearance of impropriety, she said. However, in Crice's direct response to the commission, he sought to distinguish between personal friendships and professional relationships, addressing rumors circulating in the community. He stressed the critical nature of keeping these boundaries clear while also seemingly not respecting them when addressed. When asked about judicial recusal and the importance of avoiding conflicts of interest, District Attorney Eads explained, a judge will have occasion to recuse themselves on a proceeding when circumstances arise. According to the Commission on Judicial Performance, Crice had failed in this regard. Amidst the turmoil, Humboldt's newly elected judge, April Van Dyke, emphasized the importance of impartiality during the election campaign, saying, impartiality is the cornerstone of a judge's role, and without faith in a justice system where judges make decisions based on the law and the demands of justice, the foundation of our legal system weakens. Van Dyke won the election convincingly, with just over 60% of the county vote, despite being dubbed an outsider running a progressive campaign against an established insider in the legal community who many considered the embodiment of the local good old boy club, as it is said. Kreiss, now barred from ever being a judge again in California, has resigned, agreeing to the terms in a stipulated agreement filed on May 28th. The commission issued a scathing censure and bar, highlighting that, in at least 44 cases over which he presided, Judge Kreiss had failed to disclose his relationships with 7 attorneys, his familiarity with individuals involved in matters before him, or the extent of his relationship with the individuals. The commission's complaint against him also revealed that Kreiss had interfered in cases involving close associates, skewing judgments in their favor, and fraternizing outside of the courthouse with those attorneys and community members, all while handling court cases that they were involved in. The full consequences of Kreiss's resignation, such as its impact on his CalPERS retirement plan, remain to be seen. The Commission for Judicial Performance stated that the agreement and related documents would be made public if accepted by the court. Kreiss has already vacated the county courthouse, having signed the agreement in late April and being bound to it since then. In response, April Van Dyke told us she was deeply grateful to the voters of Humboldt County for their trust and support, adding that she was committed to restoring any lost faith in the judiciary and look forward to helping move Humboldt forward into its next chapter. Elected Judge April Van Dyke will be donning the robe and wielding the gavel as of January 2025. For KMUD News, this is Ryan Hudson.